Fast Eddie in the studio here with Claudius Klimt, the United States Representative for Aerocopter. Good morning.
Good morning, Eddie.
Well, you've got yourself a very interesting gyrocopter here called the Aerocopter. Let's talk about your aircraft.
Oh, I'd love to talk about that aircraft.
Oh, you'll fit right in here then.
It's something special, I think.
Okay. Well, I was doing a little bit of research on this, on your website, as a matter of fact, and I was curious, is this a single or a two-seater?
It's a two-seat gyroplane, and it's a member of the new generation of gyroplanes that I think is going to become increasingly popular.
New generation of gyroplanes. How do you figure that?
Well, Eddie, you know, gyroplanes used to be really popular in the 30s. Juan de la Sierva invented the design. Pitcairn in America licensed it and brought it to America, and then licensed the rotor technology to Sikorsky. And, well, when you can hover, helicopters took off and gyroplanes sort of went dormant. Benson kept it alive for a large number of years. But now the Europeans really have gotten started. In Germany, actually, they sell more gyroplanes, LSA gyroplanes, than they do fixed-wing LSA aircraft. So we think we're part of the new generation, and actually I think we've got something really special.
Well, I'm sure you do. Taking a look at it, I like the lines on it. Why are you selling more gyrocopters than fixed-wing LSA aircraft?
Well, you know, they have some really neat characteristics, and for a light sport, it meets a lot of the needs. It doesn't need a whole lot of hangar space. It doesn't have large wings. It can handle wind really well. You can fly in 20 and 30 knots, no problem. It's always in auto rotation. It's got that rotor spinning up there in auto rotation is just like a parachute that's inflated. Slow flight. You know, when you want to do sightseeing from the air, you don't want to go along at 180 miles an hour. It's slow flight, level slow flight's 20 miles an hour.
That's incredible.
But if you want to go places, you can go at 100 miles an hour. So what's not to like?
Absolutely.
The other thing is, if you need to land somewhere, a normal landing is done at zero. Touchdown is 0 miles per hour. So you pick a spot, and you flare to that spot, and you need a runway to take off, maybe 400 feet or so, but you don't need much to land. And so, since it can't stall, it really meets. I love low and slow, and sightseeing from the air, 500 feet, of course. And
500 feet is a wonderful way to see the Earth, that's for sure.
It is totally wonderful. I tell you, seeing this country from the air, coast to coast, I've flown low and slow, and it's just beautiful.
Well, so now we're talking about the engine here. What's going on? What kind of engine are you putting in this?
Well, there are two options. We've opted for the 912 IS. Rotax has just come out in March of this year with a fuel-injected Rotax engine. Gets rid of carburetors, gets rid of carburetor ice and the need for carburetor heat, and it has an unbelievable amount of data that you can get out of that engine. If you want to know, it also has a GPS. If you want to know where it hiccuped, it can tell you how fast you were going, where you were located, what the outside temperature was, and how high you were above the ground.
Tells you everything but the panic factor of the pilot.
That's correct.
What kind of materials are you using in the construction of this?
Well, here's where I think we are different from all the other gyros. This is a state-of-the-art aircraft. The manufacturer of the load-bearing parts is Carbotech in Austria, and they make their living with building Formula One racing shells. So it's carbon fiber, prepreg, autoclave. About as expensive as you can go. And if you wanted to know exactly what the history in the oven was of that specific part, they have embedded in it an RFID chip, and you can read the exact heat profile and know that that specific part met specs.
That's incredible. They're putting these RFID chips in just about anything anymore.
Yeah.
Well, there's a very interesting little quirk about your aircraft here in LSA. It says here that you're certified in Austria as an LSA, but not in the U.S. Why is that?
Well, I really don't know what the real reason is why the FAA will not permit gyroplanes as LSAs. There are ASTM standards. There is a pilot's license, both LSA and private, but they will not let you sell a completed LSA aircraft. So in America, it has to be experimental, amateur built.
So in other words, you're buying a kit from Aerocopter then?
Yes, you're buying a kit that comes right off the assembly line from those that are sold in the rest of the world as completed LSA aircraft. And let me just say a little bit about this certification process. I've just learned a whole bunch about it, and it is totally amazing. The Austrian FAA made them put 7,500 pounds of weight in the fuselage and then had to hang it from the rotor mast to see that everything holds together. Of course, it passed with flying colors, otherwise it wouldn't be certified. They made them push on the stick with 220 pounds in order to prove that the control system can withstand all that. So it's gone through the ringer with respect to certification process. All that does for us is say the kit is really well built. And if you're in Australia or New Zealand or the rest of Europe, you can buy a completed aircraft, but not here.
How long does it take to assemble this aircraft?
Well, what we're doing is we're looking for people to provide builder assist and flight instruction, both of which are difficult to come by. We have, so far, one qualified person in the Portland, Oregon area, actually in the Dalles, which is Gorge Aviation, and they will provide builder assist to meet the letter and the intent of the 51% rule, and yet you will complete your aircraft in 2 weeks, painted, radio, transponder, engine, ready to fly.
In 2 weeks, that's great.
In 2 weeks, yes. It comes, since all these are composite parts, they need to come as a unit, and the assembly of the kit does not have a large amount of fabrication, but it does meet the checklist of the FAA for meeting the 51% rule for gyroplanes.
Now, I'm assuming that you have flown one of these.
Yes, indeed.
What did you think of it?
Well, I've flown five or six different models of gyroplanes. I fell in love with this one. It's smooth, it's solid, it's straight. It's a really, really, really nice airplane.
Sounds like a plan to me. And I'm curious, how many of these have you sold so far?
Well, they just got their certification 4 weeks ago.
Oh.
But they have 15 flying so far. I have the only one flying in America, and it's number 11 on the assembly line.
Nice. And, of course, you love the thing crazily, I'm sure.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a love story. Now, you have a special design propeller on this, too, don't you?
Yes, that is one of the reasons why it flies as well as it does. The propeller, designed by the same company that makes the Aerocopter, FD Composites, they designed this propeller. It has a much wider cord, and it provides 500 pounds of thrust on 114 horsepower. That
Wow.
is remarkable.
Yes, it is. That's a lot of thrust from such a small engine.
Yep.
What kind of fuel burn are you seeing on this?
Well, it's typical Rotax, about 6 gallons an hour, and that'll give the Aerocopter a range of 300 miles, no wind, and it's a useful amount of flying.
So you can put two people in this. How much baggage do you have left over?
Well, you know, this is built, the DNA of the people who designed this is Porsche, which sort of, they like to rebuild Porsches, and Porsches don't have a whole lot of luggage space, and neither does the Aerocopter. It'll carry a lot of credit cards.
Every airplane will carry a lot of credit cards. So you're basically saying this is it'd be like a day trip machine. You go fly somewhere and then you fly back again.
You know, I plan to take it cross country from one end to the other.
Do you? Okay. Well, that might be a little difficult with two people on board, but with one.
I'm going to do it single person, and the back seat's going to have my luggage.
There you go. Well, that would work out. I wish you luck on that. I hope everything works out as well as you hope it will.
Yeah, I did it last year in another aircraft and an air cam that I have, and I just got to do it again.
There you go. It sounds like a great plan. Well, I'm talking here to Claudius Klimt, who is the United States representative for AeroCopter. You want to find out more information about the AeroCopter, it's www.aero-copter.com. Check it out. I'm Fast Eddie, and you're listening to EAA Radio.